Today marks the first full day of play in the Major League Baseball season. For baseball purists, part of the sport's appeal is tradition. The major leagues have resisted modern aluminum bats, sticking with what the rule book describes as a smooth round stick, not more than 2 3/4 inches in diameter at the thickest part, and not more than 42 inches in length. If you know how to work with wood, you could make one yourself, and actually, in recent years, dozens of small family bat makers have sprung up in carpenters' workshops and converted garages. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
For years, Tom Bednark worked as a cabinet maker here in the wooded and sleepy town of Barnstable on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. He's got a wood shop and a barn-like little building out behind his gray shingled house. But back in the early 90s, the business had been getting rough, and Bednark was just growing tired of scraping by and having to put up with difficult people. And one day, he and his wife Christine took their kids to see a college league baseball game. A few players broke their bats, and it got him thinking he could make better bats than those.
I was watching the game, and I just kind of tapped Christine on the shoulder, and I said, "Honey, what do you think about making baseball bats instead of me doing the cabinet work?" And she kind of gave me a funny little look, and I said, "Well, it's just an idea, you know." I said, "It's the same thing. It's a woodworking field."
Tom made a few bats and sold them as novelties in some local shops, but he soon realized it was going to cost some real money to get the right equipment to make high-quality bats that a player would want to use. And Christine Bednark didn't like the sound of that.
I was thinking, you know, this is a time in our life that we should be getting out of debt instead of just getting into debt. That's the way I felt about it.
We mortgaged the house. How stupid are we? But that's the only way we could do it. We had to invest $80,000 to get rolling.
Yeah, the way house was just about paid off.
Yep. So we went from almost no mortgage to another mortgage to start paying. So just step back a little bit and I'll let it run.
10 years later, Bednark is making a bat on a $50,000 Italian hydraulic copy lathe. It's pretty impressive to watch as the lathe's blade moves along, carving a perfectly shaped baseball bat out of a big spinning wood dowel in just about 1 minute. The machine traces an existing bat, basically the same way a locksmith copies a house key. Another expensive power sanding machine sands 8 bats at once. Bednark then cuts the dowel ends off using an old but reliable bandsaw.
This bandsaw was built about 1953, so it's a little younger than I am, but not much. And it belonged to my father. Our whole family's been in the woodworking business for like 5 generations that I know of. We have coopers, carriage makers, cabinet makers, carpenters, builders, and now here I am, cabinet maker turned bat maker.
Bednark's record for a single day is about 200 bats, not bad at around $35 a piece. It turns out the Bednarks were on the front edge of a wave of new mom-and-pop bat-making shops. 5 years ago, only 11 bat manufacturers were approved for Major League play. The Barnstable Bat Company here became the 13th. In just the few years since then, that number has ballooned to 48 Major League-approved bat makers. At first, Tom Bednark started selling his bats just by showing up at college and little league practices and calling to players and coaches over the fence. After a couple years of honing his skills, he managed to talk his way into Fenway Park and got some major league players interested.
We'd go up to Boston and give Mo Vaughn some bats, a few other guys, and they were using them, and they liked them. And then, I mean, it just goes through the clubhouse that if you've got a good product, guys will try it. You know, we've made bats for over 100 major league players now and tons of minor league players, so it's exciting.
These small bat companies can't offer the lucrative endorsement deals to players that big companies can, but they can offer high-quality workmanship and personal attention even to little-known or minor league players.
So they'll call me up and say, "I want this little detail here and fatten up the handle or thin it down in this area." And when we do a lot of that, a lot of custom tailoring, and the bigger companies don't want to deal with that challenge because it's too much of a headache for them unless they're very big name players.
When Barry Bonds broke the home run record last year, he was using a bat made by a small Canadian bat maker who's built a name for himself by making bats out of maple instead of ash. Bonds' record now has many players placing orders for maple bats. By the way, bat making is becoming a competitive business, and it's tough to get good supplies of wood. So don't bother asking a bat maker where they get their maple and ash from.
In the woods. Someplace on the North American continent.
Bednarik expects sales to increase by 30% this year, but he is skeptical that there's enough business out there to support the dozens of new bat makers that have sprung up over the past 3 years. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Barnstable, Massachusetts.